don't know.
Apparently,
I know. I'm ready for some ghostly talk. So
it's been quite a Sunday so far.
So far, it's been quite a
everyone.
Sunday.
For everyone,
especially Will.
Especially Will.
Not
the poor kid is sitting here. He's drenched in sweat. He don't look good right now.
What happened to you?
What happened to you, man?
Well, my brother graduated from high school today.
Yes, congratulations!
Yay!
Congratulations.
And
that capacity crowd there. Wow.
We were all going out to eat. My parents, my brothers, my sister, my aunt, everyone was going to eat. But I was parked in a different area because I drove separately because I had to come here for the show. And, of course, I got there, you know, right beforehand because I wanted to sleep. So I parked way far away from where my parents were at, where my brother was at, where my aunt was at. And I go outside, and I run into some friends from high school. So, because they had, you know, brothers and sisters that were graduating also. So I'm standing there near the curb, talking to friends, and this lady, I didn't see her coming, hit me with her car. And I broke off her...
Ouch! Now, for the average man, that would have hurt a lot.
Yeah.
But Will is usually, he's about twice the size of an average man, so... Tell him what happened to the car.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing that actually hit me was her mirror. And her mirror hit me in my butt cheek.
So, you know, of course you were safe.
Yeah.
Well, you were like, hey, all right.
Let's see.
That was the first impression.
What fun.
Well, I busted off her mirror.
Oh, man.
And but it knocked me backwards a little bit. It spun me around. And I landed on my knee and my hand. And I'm okay.
That's good.
My knee's a little sore. My hand's a little... The palm of my hand's a little
bloody
bruised.
And stuff, yeah.
But
you won't be able to use that for about a day or two.
The crazy thing about it is she took
That's
off.
Enough.
she hit me, and she took off at a high rate of speed.
She took off.
And, oh, my gosh, a hit and run.
She
and
took off.
We have the audio from the 911 call. 911? Yeah, I just hit a freaking ape!
Yeah.
Dude, that's like number five, man. Before the show, you were taking shots before the show, man.
I ran over a big fight.
Will's just kind of trashed the haunted basement today.
I didn't stop because it was a big animal.
She just took off, man. She just took off.
She just took off. She hit me probably going about 25 miles an hour. And then as soon as she
went over the curb.
She went over the curb, hit me, and then took off. High rate of speed. And now two of my friends took off after, trying to get a license plate number. However, it was a brand new car.
That, now
evidently, ironically, you said it was a It was similar to my car.
It was like a Malibu.
It was me. It was my girlfriend.
A mid-size, you know, luxury vehicle.
I know what it was.
What?
They're on to us. They're trying to take us out.
Well, yeah, man.
Black. It was black.
Oh.
See?
There you go.
See, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, about 2 years ago, we got that phone call.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's finally coming through. He hired a high school girl whose daddy just bought her a brand new car for graduation to jump the curb and hit you.
No, she's a teen ninja.
She's an assassin.
Yeah.
Teen ninja assassins after Will.
Well, there was no license plate in the back because that's where they first looked.
Yeah.
And then they saw in the window, they could see like the sticker, but they couldn't read it.
Even if you could read it, it would only say the date that it expires.
Right.
Yeah.
So there was nothing that we could, you know, nothing that could be done. And my one friend, you know, was trying to, like, you know, help me up and stuff, and it was just a bad day.
Best part of that story is she's got to go home and explain to her dad, who just bought her a brand new mid-sized luxury car.
We're making the assumption that she was a little high school girl, was that?
Right.
There are adults that are that stupid.
Well, that's
I
true.
Know a few of them personally.
As a matter of fact, one of them drives a red car out west Michigan.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That stupid.
It was either like, you know, a female, or it was like, you know, a hippie or a rock star.
And by no means are we saying that females are bad drivers.
Or hippies or rock stars.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Most females are bad drivers.
I know this.
They are. They are.
So you got hit by a car.
Yeah.
And you walked down today like, guys, I've had the crappiest day ever. And we're like, what happened?
But this happens often to you, though, doesn't it?
This is the fifth time I've been hit by a car.
is your ass pounding right now?
Actually, you know, my ass...
Not more than usual. You started it. You started it, Doug.
It is my fault.
Will. You get to punch me for that one.
It's my fault.
I'll turn the mic off, okay, buddy? Here we go.
My ass is in no pain. My knee hurts a little bit. My hand hurts a little bit. It's probably going to hurt more in the morning. But other than that, I no blood.
You're still sitting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're not using an O-ring thing, so I guess you're okay.
That's O-ring. Good. That takes me back to when the Challenger went boom, boom.
Oh, no. No, come on. Whoa.
O-ring.
Yeah, but I meant one of those inflatable donut things.
I have a couple of those. You guys know I have a couple of those.
I think I've blown an O-ring a few times, you know?
Oh.
I think it's the whole thing with the whole...
Every Sunday morning.
Exactly.
Passing of Reagan. That was sad.
Yeah, it was... Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to send our condolences out for that. That was a bad thing. But above all, though, today is going to be the show. Is going to be an official memorial show for Will, for the Will Whitmer Foundation. Okay, so we started the foundation up about a minute ago to help out Will in his time. Because he's very traumatized. He's going to have to go to a psychologist now. He's going to have lots of bills to take care
emotionally
of.
Right.
So donate. Just start giving us money.
If you have any ass cream.
Yeah.
We would greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, but money would be better, though. Send us money.
Yeah,
PayPal.
Ghostlytalk@ghostlytalk.com. Yeah.
If PayPal. The cream is open and used, that's fine.
Oh, yuck. So anyway.
That's disgusting.
Thank you, Will, for showing up today despite
Yeah, you know what? He's a trooper, man. He's a trooper.
That's a trooper.
I gotta come down here. I can't do the show.
I can't even show up to my car. Gotta go.
I gotta hit my car. I'm going home and cry.
Busted my rump.
That's what saved you.
It did.
That's what saved you, I think.
You don't have one.
Yes, he does. Turn around.
You have a window button.
Look at that thing, dude.
Oh, yeah, it's chunky.
Oh, God, yeah.
Nice. Smack it.
No, hit it for me. Just hit it one time. Oh,
whoa!
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
That's good. See, now, obviously, I mean, that it took a shot. Sorry. Forget it.
I think he hip-checked.
Actually, I had no clue.
I think you tried tackling that car. You're lying to us. You're like, it's just a Malibu. I can take that thing out. You were with your friends.
Yeah.
And you guys
probably
got Becker.
Drunk, yeah.
You were on a bender again this weekend, too. You were on a bender again this weekend, too.
I've been on a bender for the past, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, I haven't. You're like, you should. Well, I know you and Tim could sit down together.
Oh, yeah.
We've discussed that competition already, him and my roommate, having like a beer for beer.
Yeah.
At my kitchen table. I just want to see who's going to
I think
first.
We should all do that at Bonnie's party. When Bonnie has her graduation / divorce party.
We'll just have a beer for beer.
Oh,
I mean, I know Tim will be up for it. I know FJ will be up for it. You don't have to ask him stuff like
you
that.
Guys,
he just does it.
Since you brought up the party, I'm having a party.
You are?
July 2nd for the fireworks.
Lingerie party.
Okay.
Yep. and you guys are all
we can come.
Well, we're we were talking about broadcasting from her house that night. Well, we haven't talked to you about it yet. We're gonna get around to
that
it like right now.
We could do
the
it.
The fourth
yeah.
is actually on a Sunday.
Oh, ooh. So are we not having a 4th of July show?
Well, we're maybe gonna have one. We'll have it at her house.
Okay,
with the strippers and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're gonna have boom booms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boom booms.
Just smacking next to us the whole time. Wham, wham.
There
wham.
Is a lot of stuff to see down there and a lot of people.
I wonder if there's a way to remote this. Like, if we got one of them wireless microphones
walked around and talked
to people.
I'm sure we
I can
could.
Get this
that
one.
That sounds awesome, Doug.
You want to try it?
We can try it.
All right.
We can try it.
That well, we'll see what we can do for 2nd of July. So we got to email corporate and ask them.
Okay.
All right.
All right, moving on. We went ghost hunting Friday night.
Yeah,
despite
all of this stuff, you know,
yeah.
we do have a very, very big show for you,
yeah.
for us,
for everybody,
including us today, because we get to talk with, of course, Jeff Reynolds. Of Ghost Tracker.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in Florida. He's going to call, or we're going to
Ghost Tracker Paranormal Society.
So, yeah, so we're going to be talking with them.
First, though,
I have to say, this really is Ghostly Talk. Mm-hmm. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I am Karma.
I'm Will.
I'm injured.
Will is injured.
Oh, Will will be.
And we're broadcast live on Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Pioneer Radio Network. That's mm-hmm. pioneer.rolo.net.
Yeah, we want to say hi to our friends from MySpace tonight.
Oh, yeah, the MySpace folks. You put up a thing on MySpace, and
it's
been going
insane.
It's your space?
It's my space. Well, it's actually our space.
It's everyone's space, I guess.
Our space.
But it's myspace.com.
Is it a big space?
It's a huge space.
It's
huge. Because we're going to need a big space.
And there's a lot of people there.
Yeah, yeah. So I know there's
probably a
few guys listening. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, hey.
Welcome you guys
welcome.
To the show. Thanks
welcome.
For listening.
Also, we have our own website, which is, of course, www.ghostlytalk.com.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's linked up from there. All of our past
Everything.
Guests, all our future guests, Jeff of Ghost Tracker.
Yeah, he's linked
he's
up.
He's linked up. Everybody's linked up from ghostlytalk.com, so you can hit ghostlytalk.com and
check out all kinds of cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there. Now, we did go out ghost hunting this past Friday.
We did.
Some of us.
You couldn't make it because you had something going on.
I had problems.
Mm.
Oh, issues.
Issues.
Karma with issues.
Only Will should know what those issues were.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, he didn't.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I have no idea.
Well, Will kept going, oh, come on. I had talked to you
come
earlier.
Come on, just take your shirt off. Come on. Don't
I had talked to you earlier, and you're like, come on. I'm like, okay, it sounds good. And then Will had called. And finally, I just had to tell him, and he's like, oh, okay, well, I'll let you go. Bye.
Oh, my.
Well, that's a smart move on your part. Don't try playing a sensitive role. Just get you shot. I know. I got a plastic arm because of that. So never mind.
I told him I had female problems.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll let you go.
Well,
back.
All females have.
We went ghost hunting. Unfortunately, Karma couldn't make it.
But
we did go ghost hunting. We went to four places.
We went to four places. Who we had with us? We had you, Doug.
I was there.
We had you, Will. I was in attendance. We had a new friend of mine from where I work at, Dan,
mm-hmm.
came along. Who was
Dan was there.
Did some great work. I got to say, did some great work tonight. It was really cool to have him out. Another friend of my, and a friend of the band's, Keith,
mm-hmm.
big creepy looking guy with all the tattoos.
He rocked. He told
he's
he,
great. No, he's
he,
cool.
He's like, oh man, I saw this and that on TV. He told us all about haunted castles in Ireland and stuff.
We had Bonnie with the green light. Yeah,
Bonnie with the green light.
Did you guys see some lights?
Well, yeah, we saw some lights. We also had we had John. John and Amber came out from Lansing.
John and Amber
they crashed out overnight.
Yeah,
I mean, they were over a few weekends ago, and we were talking about movies, and I told them to buy The Red Violin, which I don't know if you guys have seen that movie or not.
No.
Not yet.
It's phenomenal. You need to see it. So Amber actually went and ordered it, got a copy, a VHS copy, so we ended up watching that the next day. It was very cool. It was great to have them over. Hi, guys. It was really cool. So that's everybody we had out. That was who we had in attendance.
That was the group.
Now, Will, you're the historian here. The first place we went to was Custer.
Correct.
We got chased away by a redneck and a big redneck truck.
Yeah.
we lasted about 5 minutes in this place.
Yeah.
We had to go.
It was different.
It was ridiculous.
Who was the? I mean, what was the guy? Was he like
well,
a gatekeeper?
There was this
gatekeeper?
Big truck and it had like the little lights out, like the four lights going across the top of the truck.
The Casey lights.
Yeah. So it pulls up right by.
I know.
Check that
Who
out.
Wants ice cream?
I do.
I thought that was Karma.
I was trying to sound like a little kid, but it flies up. Now, John and I were standing up near the front of the cemetery. Everyone else was in the back. Because him and I were just talking, and I was showing him where I got the blue light picture and everything there. And this car, this truck just flies up. It stops right in between the two vehicles we had. And
it just stopped.
It just stood there for a second, and then he like floored
threw
it,
in reverse.
Yeah.
And I'm like, time to go.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's get out of here. I don't want to deal with these guys.
But Custer, it was completely different. They've been fixing it up.
They've been fixing it up, but they cut away a lot of the tree line, too.
Yeah. Where exactly is Custer?
Can't say. We can't do that.
Tell you after the show.
We'll tell you after the show. We can't do that anymore.
It's in Michigan, right?
Okay, it's in Michigan.
But it was. It used to be. I remember the first and second time I went there. It was so creepy and spooky.
I was so excited to go there because I haven't been there in so long, and it's like my favorite cemetery to go to.
Right, and
it really bummed me out.
But they're fixing it up, which is a good thing, and I'm so glad that somebody.
Bad for paranormal investigators.
But very bad for paranormal investigators. Yeah. Now, unless it kicks up an evil spirit or something, then it would be pretty cool. But
our next stop was Puttygut Bridge. I get that right? Pronounce that right?
That's
correct.
Bonnie and I didn't even get out.
You guys were making out in the truck all night.
Yeah, I never get anything at Puttygut.
So Doug's like, oh, I'm going to get myself some. So he just sat in the truck. He just stayed in the truck. Now the rest of us were outside though.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna need about a good solid 10 minutes for this. I know that's why I kind of want to get to it. That's cool. I decided to run some EVP. Dan suggested it. He's like, mm-hmm. why don't you want to try to run some audio? Yeah, sure. Now, real high level, it's a little bridge, concrete bridge, and there's actual water under it. There's water under this bridge. It flows under the bridge.
Well, right? And it goes with the legend is
go ahead.
Some drunk guy was coming back from a party and he was in a truck in the 60s, 50s.
Like that, yeah.
And he was drunk and he fell asleep at the wheel and flew off the bridge and into the water.
Yeah.
And they either never found the truck or never found the guy. I don't know, something like that.
I think it would be the guy.
So what you are supposed to hear is you're supposed to hear like a crash and a splash and perhaps a horn kind of thing, you know, like if his head hit the horn. So that's what you're supposed to hear.
We didn't hear any of that. Well, you were. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, you were busy. That's why I'm like, where's Doug at?
We were talking.
If the trucks are rocking, don't come and
rock. Yeah, what was up with that?
We were talking.
Is that what they
call
it nowadays?
We were
talking. No, I'm joking. I know.
Well, the rest
Bonnie
of us, though.
Is a good girl.
Okay. The rest of us were on the bridge. The rest of us were on the bridge, and like I said, Dan was out shooting photos. I shot a couple of photos. John shot a couple of photos. And Dan's like suggested, hey, you want to try to take some audio? Now, I have my little Olympus digital recorder. It's about 2.5 inches long and about 1.5 inches wide. It's just a little recorder.
Is USB there a reason why you bought that?
Yeah. Oh, shut up. I speak really loud in it. So what I did is I put it on the, where we were at, I put it on the west side of the bridge.
It would actually...
South side?
Yeah. Okay, there you go. I'm not a walking compass. But, so I put it on the south side of the bridge, and I actually, what you guys are going to listen to here in a second, I actually time-stamped it with my own voice, which is already digitally time-stamped in the computer when I upload it. But I actually audit with my voice, time-stamped it, and I let it run for about 8 minutes. So while we try to, let's cue it up, and... we're going to leave the mics on, okay?
Okay.
We're going to leave the mics on. Because I have actually like where these things come in at. I got them timed here. I can just call. Okay, now listen. So go ahead.
That's what the text file is. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, we're rolling.
Now, Will, these are really loud, so you might want to bring it down a little bit.
June 5th, 2004, approximately 12:40 a.m. Yeah, cool.
Sorry. Now, as this is rolling right now, everybody is out there. We were on the opposite side of the bridge. Nobody in that 8 minutes came to that side of the bridge where the digital recorder was on. I know that for a fact because we were all talking. We were just sitting on the other side of the bridge talking. And we just let this thing roll. So you'll hear us in the background, because I had this thing set to super sensitive. And I had it set to, like, medium quality. It has three types of qualities, you know, like a VHS tape has. But it was set to super sensitive, so it did pick us up in the background talking, which is what I wanted it to do. so we're just going to let it roll here for a second.
Your times, are those positive or negative? Because he's got negative.
Wait, run it positive, Will. Just click on the timer
so that...
Click on the timer.
He'll know when it's...
And we hear Keith's phone going off. He got yelled at for that profusely for the rest of the night.
I also heard a car door slam. So
and, okay. Now, this is now pretty much... You hear the footsteps. Those are being picked up.
I hear the mumbling in the background.
You hear the mumbling in the background. Yeah. We're just making jokes and we're just kind of goofing off. That's what we wanted to do.
Right.
And we're at 1:34 right now. The first one should be coming here in about 15 seconds. Will. Yeah, it should be coming up right about now. Well, cool. Now,
zip.
That was a zip. Yeah, it's a zip sound.
It's like a
now,
whack.
Yeah, we go for a little bit longer now. This happens, that sound, you guys heard it before the show. This happens three more times, actually. And we're gonna let you hear this whole file, basically. Like we said, there was no one even near the recorder at the time. That's just what you want to keep in mind. You can hear us back there, but we're not near that recorder at all. We're about a good, I'd say, 20 feet, 25 feet away from it. Hope we weren't telling dirty jokes.
The sheep conversation?
I think that was the sheep conversation going on there, wasn't it?
Oh, man.
Well, that was
you're the one that said you'd do it.
Ew, I don't want to hear the rest of that conversation.
We're going to be coming up here in about another... It's coming up. You guys heard the first sound already. It's kind of like a zipping sound. And that's what... I mean, I ran this audio last night with headphones on, and that stuck right... I mean, if you look at it, too, you're like...
Yeah.
That makes no sense. What's going on here, right? Something had to have hit it. Something had to make physical contact with
the
recorder. And you're going to hear it again coming up here in about another 20 seconds. You're going to hear another one, too. And... It raises a lot of questions, really. It raises a lot of questions. Because there was no voice, obviously.
Well, that's the thing. How come we don't get voices? Other folks like Jeff and them,
yeah.
You know, they get voices.
Okay, hang on. We got
less
than 10 seconds. Here comes the next one. It's coming up.
I hear him.
Another one.
That was it?
That was another zip right there, yeah.
Well, that was quicker zip.
That was a quicker zip,
yeah.
And then another one's going to come up real quick here, too.
Okay.
That was the second one.
I'm watching the timer. I don't know what I'm looking for.
We're talking
for.
Some
yeah.
Just horrible, telling some horrible, dirty jokes, probably. Okay, here, this next one's coming up. That was a loud one.
Yeah.
No, I keep in mind,
it was
loud.
Like
do you guys feel your eardrums pop when it happens,
yeah,
too?
I felt it in the
I was doing this
headphones.
At full volume to try to pick it all up, and it was rocking my head last night. And the next one will be coming up real quick here again, too. Yeah. This will be the fourth one. Yeah, less than 10 seconds.
This is mumbling in the background.
Well, yeah, we're talking.
Yeah.
You know? And that was
that
a loud
was
one. That was the longest one, too. When you actually take that thing and isolate it and stretch it out... It was, that's the longest one. And I actually took these things and stretched them out, slowed them down, put them backwards, you name it. I did it all to these things. I didn't get any, like, you know, messages from beyond or anything like that. But it did separate the tone out, and it was an actual, you have to know the recorder. I should have brought it with me so I can look at it while I'm telling you guys this. But this particular recorder, it's an Olympus Digital. I should have got the model name. What I'll do is I'll put it up on the website. I'll get a picture and put it up on the website so people can look at it. But this particular model, the mic it has on the end of it, it has its own internal mic. It's a digital, so you're not going to get no tape roll. But it has its own internal mic on the front end of it where it's a little brown mic part. And on the side of it, it also has the mics built into the side, so it's multi-directional. The only thing I can think of that can make a sound like that, well, we said now, Keith and myself talked about this. I let him hear this at work today. and we both agreed that something would have had to have hit that thing. And maybe, because what I neglected to say a second ago, is that the mic is porous. It's got little holes, obviously, because it's a mic. It needs to get the sound through, right? So something would have had to hit that mic and rub against it and, like, rub on those holes, kind of. I would equate it to, like, here comes the car. Hi! Here's our Doppler effect for you guys. Something with it, I equated it to like taking a match and striking it on something. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like a match striking. Mm-hmm. Now we said, well, maybe it was a bug. Maybe there was bugs flying around and they hit the recorder. One time maybe, but that's four times that something hit the mic, and it's such a little player too.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is one more. It's coming up.
Hang on.
There's another one?
Yeah, coming up right now. This is not nearly as loud, though. It's the little click. You'll hear it, though. Right there. You hear that little
click. Oh, just that soft click.
But it was something that was on the outside, though. That's the problem. Now, that raises the question. That's pretty much it, if you just want to. I time-stamped it at the end, but I don't think we need to listen to that. Right. That's the raw file. That's unedited. That's on everything. So
was it a bug?
That's the problem, though. I want to say it's a bug. I really want to say it's a bug, but how could four? I'm not even going to consider one bug.
Either one really blind
bug
four incredibly bad flying bugs.
Well,
yeah.
And the thing was, is that if you look at the audio itself, I might just take a screenshot and put the audio up on the site too, just to show people what the audio looks like.
Yeah, that it goes all the way to
it,
the.
Well, it peaks out.
Yeah.
On those sounds. Now, I did my little experiments that I usually do when these things happen, and I did my little snap on the mic while it was running. Of course, it's going to peak, but it did not sound anything
like
it just sounded like a thud.
And then you also hit it with a pen or something?
I hit it with a pen. It went tap on the end of it with a pen. And what I'm hearing now is, like I said, when I stretch the audio out, I get that ding, 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 ding sound. So that's where I was kind of thinking something had to like rub up against it possibly, and rub on those the porous plastic there,
right,
to give it that ding 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 sound. Now it was going so fast, obviously, that you're not going to get that unless you stretch the audio out. But I don't know. There might be somebody out there might have a better idea and say, hey, Scott, this is what's really going on there. I'm not going to make any serious conclusions on this, but I am going to say it's something that's anomalous because I can't explain it. And I dumped just about every bit of the technology that I can afford into it. You know, I did that last night, and I isolated those too. Why don't you just play those real quick before we go to break? There's the ones under there. Here's the first one again. Okay. Second one. Third one. Fourth one. That's the long one right there. Now, the fifth one's a little click. Here, go ahead, Will. Now, that's completely isolated, like down to the millisecond. I, like, totally
right.
Isolated those. But they sound like something is just wiping up, like, it's rubbing up against the mic itself, but it didn't move it. Because when I was doing my experiments, I'd whack it, and it would move the mic, and you'd hear it jostle. Ding, ding, ding. It would jostle a little bit, and it would pick it up, because it's set to super sensitive right now. It picks everything up, right? For some reason, this audio is perfectly, nice and smooth the whole way through, except when it hits those peaks. Wham! And that's it. It's a perfect, clean peak. There's no like residual shaking after that. Like it would pick that up. It would shake a little bit.
So it's obviously something going by it without touching it.
Well, no, it's something touching it. It has to touch it. It's something that's touching it. My question is, what's touching it? My question I really had is we had the guys from EVP on here before,
but they
the Butlers.
Get, yeah, they all
they get
voices.
Voices. Well, that's what I'm saying. They get voices. They get voices. My question though is this: could this possibly, and this is going to be going way off the deep end on this, but it's free thinking here. Could this possibly be something that was able to manifest itself somehow, or some type of energy to physically affect that piece
the
of equipment, physically hit it, like rub it, or do something to it without moving it? Now, I know that's a long shot and a half. I know.
Well, no, but it's interesting because
it's interesting. Yeah,
we don't tend to get the voices for some reason. I mean,
no.
I heard the girl crying in Ipsy, and then we got that weird noise at OSR. But we don't seem to get voices. The other folks seem to get voices.
Yeah,
Jerry from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
The AAEVP folks, they don't get voices. We just seem to get these bizarre
noises. Well, we don't
noises.
Do it. That's what I've been trying to do.
Out of place noises.
Well, yeah. Well, that noise, it just don't make any sense, though. Like I said, if something was to hit that little recorder, it was, first of all, it wasn't sitting on a level platform. I kind of put it like in a crevice somewhere where it would stand up.
Right.
And if something hit it hard enough to make that much noise, it should have fell over. That's what I think. I mean, I'm going to put this audio up on the site. I'm also going to put the recorder up on the site for you guys to look at. And I'm going to do even go further and take the actual like wave, the wave itself, and capture it. And put a JPEG file up on the screen for you to look at too.
Oh, the picture of
the
waveforms.
Yeah, the waveforms. Yeah. I mean, it's like when I loaded it into the machine, it didn't look right in the front. When I saw it, I'm like, this doesn't. What is that? I mean, if I was standing next to the recorder, I wouldn't even be talking about this right now. But I know for a fact that we were all sitting in a circle on the other side of the street, about 25 feet away from this thing, telling dirty jokes.
Right.
Some kind of joker. He was talking about sheep, or, you know, he's always talking about sheep.
Okay, yeah. No. This is what we thought would be funny, is that, you know, we're out in the middle of nowhere, backwoods, you know, hick areas.
PC here.
Yeah. Taking a inflatable sheep and being on the side of the road and, you know, act like we're doing something to the sheep while cars are driving by.
Yeah. We thought that'd be funny.
No, you guys would have the cops called on you.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you can get arrested for that.
That would be funny.
You can get arrested for that. You can. Well,
for pretending?
For pretending? Yeah.
They don't know.
They don't know.
Yeah.
Well, how do we know that wasn't a real sheep? We just have to shoot the guy.
When people see that, if they seen it or not, whether whatever was going on, they're going to make it up.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's something to think about, though. Just I'm going to put all the rest of this stuff up on the site tonight when I put the archive up. But if you guys have any ideas, of course, ScottL@ghostlytalk.com. Tell me, hey, if I'm stupid, if I'm wrong, prove it to me. Tell me. I mean, I'm not convinced myself, but, I mean, it's anomalous to me right now.
Yeah, it's anomalous.
Let's take a break.
We
need to take a break. We got to get
Jeff Reynolds on the phone.
So we got some more stuff to listen to. This is going to be a lot of audio tonight. It's
going
to be a lot of fun.
Cool.
Looking forward to the stuff. We'll be right back.
Ghostly talk, sticking our nose in the world's business.
What happened to your journalistic responsibility?
What do you mean journalistic responsibility? I talk about aliens for crying out loud.
Yeah? And what do you think aliens are?
Why talking about this kind of stuff?
Aliens'
responsibility is usually holding the truth back. I'm trying to bring it back out to people and let them see these things.
There you go.
I think we got one vote on your side, Clyde.
What are you talking about?
Well, you do. A lot of people are on my side, I think.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Just when you thought it was safe to get drunk, then say hi to your friends.
Drunken Dialing. Drunken Dialing.
Just when you thought it was safe, make that late night booty call.
Drunken Dialing. Drunken Dialing.
There's a kangaroo kickboxing in my
body. www.drunkendialing.com.
Good night. Say good night. Say good night, Tommy.
Faded seals on no force, risen from Ghostly Talk.
Ghostly Talk.
It is Ghostly Talk. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I am Carmo.
And of course, Will's manning the board.
Yes.
So we've got a full,
handling the board.
Full crew tonight.
Full crew for once.
Yes. And
that was like that last week, wasn't it?
Then we had everybody
yeah.
here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, 2 weeks in a row, it's a new record.
That's awesome.
Well,
it's because of all this exciting stuff. We've got all these cool people coming on Ghostly Talk and talking to us about paranormal stuff. So, hey, you know.
Well, speaking of cool.
Yeah?
The gentleman we have on tonight, and he's going to probably start laughing as I say this, but Jeff Reynolds, he's probably the coolest looking ghost hunter I've ever seen.
Coolest looking?
He's like, you've seen his photos.
Yeah.
I told you.
Well,
about an old man.
But you have you these photos. I mean, I've seen your photos on your site, and it's like you got the cool hat. You have the Indian.
Yeah. Oh,
hat.
That is true. That is true.
I mean, compared to our pictures, for example.
Yeah, we're all looking. Ghost hunters.
I mean, we look like ghost hunters.
Yeah.
Jeff looks like an adventurer. He looks like an adventurer. Like he's out there.
Hunter.
Yeah, man. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You guys are doing a great job. I wanted to comment on that.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to introduce Deborah, my wife. She's here on the other line.
Hello. Cool. Hi, Deborah.
How you doing?
Very, very good.
And she was present also during this investigation. Matter of fact, we couldn't have done everything that we needed to do in such a short amount of time without some of her direction. And the crew, there is no other way to explain it except our crew was spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
They handled this very, very well. I think most everybody that is tuning in has at least heard the clips at least once.
Yeah.
There was about, honestly, I don't know, Matt has timed it out to about 3 minutes. It seemed like a lifetime. It seemed like a lifetime that this was going on.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jeff.
Everybody performed immaculately. Even the two chapter groups that we had in with us during the investigation. So.
Yeah, first tell us about you. You're with Ghost Tracker, right, in Florida.
Right. I am the director of North Florida Paranormal Research, Ghost Tracker Investigations. We have four active groups throughout the state of Florida. They're chapters of ours, and we kind of look after them. They look after us. If anything comes up really worthwhile, we'll make the trip down to South Florida or West Florida or down to Tampa area to check it out. And we come up with some pretty good stuff. These guys are hot. I mean, they know what to look for, and they're doing a great job.
And your website is linked up off of ghostlytalk.com, but for posterity's sake, shout out your
www.ghosttracker.com.
Excellent.
Ghost Tracker, singular, not plural. That'll take you someplace else. And it's all lowercase and with two T's.
There you go. Excellent.
Excellent.
So and that, of course, we're going to be talking tonight about a specific case that you guys investigated, right?
Yes.
Unfortunately,
we're not going to be able to give the details on where this case was.
Of course.
As you guys know, many times when you go into establishments, they will request a certain amount of privacy, and this place requested not only a certain amount, but all kinds of privacy. We are secluded, or they are secluded from being mentioned in anything.
I don't blame them. I mean, as ghost hunters, we've run into that as well.
Mainly because from a learning aspect, from a teaching aspect, for an educational aspect, and we did get there okay for that. These people are very powerful, and we're just a small ghost hunting group, a paranormal research group, and there's no way in the world we could fight them in court.
Right. Well, I'm very excited that they agreed to allow you to share the information and the data.
Yes, they have agreed to let us at least put the soundtrack of the videos on the website.
And even under the conditions of anonymity, I don't blame them, and I think that that's absolutely fantastic that they're at least sharing, allowing you to share the information.
I thank them greatly. It's very important that this stuff gets out. You know, when we first started several years back, I've been in metaphysics for about 15 years, and we started doing the ghost research about 5 years ago, and then the team formed about 4 years ago. So we've been doing this quite a while, and we've been very, very active at it. And we've run into this kind of thing before, but not in this magnitude, not from this direction. There's what we call a emotional transference. And I, on our show that we had for a while, we talked to a few people about it. They were familiar with it, where spirit seems to be transferring their emotions to a particular person. And whereas it's strange when it's going on, you know, usually the person winds up in a hysterical fit, crying, you know, laughing, crying, that sort of thing. Can't explain what's happening or why it's happening. There's something to be learned from that.
Oh, definitely. So you got a call about somebody then who was going through fits of hysteria kind of thing.
Well, this happened,
and nobody knew why?
Well, this happened.
No, actually this was an investigation. Yeah. We've had the place under investigation for roughly about 3 years.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so this was a regular occurring investigation spot for you guys.
That went.
And then all of the
spot for us, we've had the place, like I say, about 3 years. We go in about once a year at least, and sometimes we've been in twice a year. But nothing like this has ever occurred before.
And then
However,
of a sudden you had had an event happen.
There's been changes to their protocols, their way of doing business. I can't get into it very deep here. There's been changes. The place stays open later.
Okay.
It stays open till like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning now to allow them to extend their business hours. And they were remodeling. When we first started doing the investigations, things would wind up missing. The things that would wind up missing would wind up being found in strange places. There were instances where piano playing would be heard, a woman's soprano voice singing somewhat of a jazz type, 1920s, 30s type material,
mm-hmm.
would be heard late at night. And this was heard mainly by the maintenance staff and the manager of the place, where they would be there late at night either working on furnaces or air conditioning systems or maybe doing books. And so that was our first time in. We went in to find out what we could find out. And we did an extensive background check on the place, and we pulled a lot of newspaper articles, and there had been some deaths in the place, and we did come up with anomaly on film. We came up with some fairly decent EVP then, and we noted it all. And that's honestly what, you know, there are groups out there, and I realize this, that you know, like Spirit Rescue and stuff like this, and you know, more power to them, fine, marvelous. So what we do is document the fact that a place is haunted. We very rarely are stumped, go down the wrong path. What am I trying to say here? we don't go off half cocked and certify a place as being haunted that is not haunted.
No, that's right.
We look for a concession of three different events, or a succession of three different events. either there's got to be a sighting, physical activity, some marvelous EVP like we got from this place, and all of this happening within the same investigation time.
So you're looking for specific criteria,
specific
phenomena that you have decided, okay, this is abnormal. This is not within the normal realms of everyday life.
And it needs to be documented,
and
too.
So, and then you go in and document the phenomena, the occurrence of the phenomena, and try and record the phenomena if possible.
Correct.
Right. I don't blame you. That's what we try to do as well.
A lot of people, and I, you know, we won't go into who, well, even us when we were new. I mean, my goodness. I mean, everything was haunted. You know,
yeah, well,
Night. Wow, that must be spirit. Well, you know, after you do it for day in and day out for a couple of years, you find out that, well, maybe every place is not haunted.
Right.
And that's really what we're talking about, guys. When it all boils down to it is, okay, we go into a graveyard, we get some voices on EVP, but is there a haunting? Is there actual physical activity going on that is disrupting the course of what someone else is trying to do or someone else's life? And whereas, you know, we all have to do this research and we study and we get our feet wet in many different facets. But that's really what we're talking about, and that's what we try to investigate. You know, we work a lot over in St. Augustine, and after about the first year, we got lots of calls from people over there. I mean, after they began to find out that, gee, you know, this is okay stuff. It's okay to admit that our place is haunted, that sort of thing. And, you know, garden staffs flying out of the corner for no apparent reason, you know, over a space of about 12 feet and landing at my feet, I call that haunted. You know, and this kind of stuff was going on in the Spanish military hospital. We talked about it on our show quite frequently, so I don't have a problem talking about Diane's place here. The Spanish military hospital in St. Augustine is very haunted, very haunted. One of the oddest things that I encountered there, other than the thing flying out of the corner, that was pretty odd.
Yeah.
Pretty scary, actually. A gentleman went in there with a video recorder and turned it on, left the building. No one else was in the building. The building was locked up. When they came back, he reviewed the tape after they went home. It was about 10 o'clock at night or something like that. When he got home, he reviewed the tape. Shortly after they left, the video portion, the visual portion of the tape, got static in it and then went black. The audio portion kept recording. Throughout the audio portion, you could hear tables being moved, what sounded like tables, the table legs dragging across a plank floor. You could hear what sounded like maybe medicine bottles being set down on tables, the clank of the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You could hear spoons being rattled. You could hear people tossing and turning, and I didn't figure this out until actually I went in there and sat down on one of their, this place is a museum as well, they use it as a museum, so they have the old beds with the rope gridding in the bottom, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know how rope creaks?
It makes creaking noises, yeah.
I couldn't figure out what in the world that was until I went in there and sat down on one of the beds and started moving around. I said, well, okay, now I know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Things were happening in the building. When they came back, you could hear the door open. Now, the camera was one room over from where the front door is. You could hear the door open, and all of a sudden, the video portion started working again.
So Sounds like something was camera shy.
Yeah, well, equipment failure, as you undoubtedly know already, is common in these instances, in hauntings. Equipment will act differently than normal. So I assume, because I've been out in the field myself, that this camera has never failed to shoot the video before or after that particular event, right?
This was a relatively new camera. It was a new Sony Nightshot.
Mm-hmm.
The guy knew what he wanted to do, and he wanted to do wanted to do a little bit of ghost research while he was down here on vacation or whatever. And so he went and bought a Nightshot. He used it. He said he's never had that problem with it. He'd had it like for a week or so, and done a lot of filming around the town and stuff. Never had a problem with it. And I just found it very, the owner was there with the guy. Actually, they had gone to eat dinner, and she said, she said that no one was in the building. And, right. And I have to trust her. Diane, bless her heart, she doesn't do the ghost thing very well. As a matter of fact, she won't let us up in the upper floors around her office when we do the investigations over there. She says, I don't have a problem in my office. I don't want them in my office. Not in my office.
the buckets
and stuff like that, are reported to slide across the floor for no apparent reason.
We've also got the videotape of the door opening by itself.
Yes, we do have that. As a matter of fact, one of the guys that work over there sent us a videotape of what got us there to begin with was the one of the doors of the adjoining rooms opened by itself. And, when Diane called me and told me about it, I said, yeah, and that happens quite a bit in these old buildings. I mean, for whatever reason, the doors are out of plumb, and they will open by themselves. She said, no, Jeff, you don't understand. This door is latched with one of the old iron latches that falls down into a saddle. And you can hear the latch raise up and the door open. But there's nobody standing near the door.
Something literally lifted the latch and then opened the door.
Right. And we've got that on film.
Wow.
So St. Augustine is really haunted, and it's a wonderful place. But the place we got these the video and stuff like that is not in St. Augustine, unfortunately. And we can't get there as often as we like. So... if you like, you can ask questions about the tapes. I'll tell you, with the people that I've let listen to this, and I've let people from doctors to clergy to just about everybody I could get to listen to it, all of them, just listening to it the first time, I mean, they get the goosebumps on their arms, and they said, that ain't right.
Well,
I said, that is just not right.
Well, exactly. Fortunately for us, Ghostly Talk is listened to by all kinds of different folks, people interested in paranormal all over the world.
Yeah.
And so Ghostly Talk will have a lot of ears, I hope, listening to these, listening, because we have them, right?
We have them, yeah.
We have the clips. We have the clips queued up and ready to go.
Good.
Of your investigation.
Scott, let me preface one thing, okay?
Yeah.
The stuff that we run into, that what you're going to hear on tape, that is in no way to detour the investigations and the research. It's just saying that this stuff is out there, and you need to be aware of it so you know how to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Need to take care. Anybody that heads a team, anybody that says, come go with me to this haunted place, is responsible for that person that they take. Now, that's the way I feel. I'm responsible for my team and the people that were with me.
I'm going to have to remember that.
Yeah, because we take you out every so often, and you're like, I don't like this. But I take it that in your 5 years of field work,
yes,
you had not run into anything quite as active or intense or even scary as what we're going
to. I won't say I haven't run into some stuff.
Well, I've run into stuff too. Yeah.
I've run into quite a bit of stuff that has gotten my attention and actually gotten me to leave the area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best thing to most gut-wrenching incident that I've ever been involved with.
Well, I'll tell you what, do you want to play it now, or do you want to take a break and then play it after the break? Because we're actually due for a break.
Okay, if y'all are due for a break.
Let's take a quick break.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back.
And we're going to go through this whole incident.
With some of the most gut-wrenching, intense audio that Ghost Tracker Investigations has ever recorded.
Yeah.
And we'll see what all the ears that are listening to Ghostly Talk think about it.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be cool.
Take a quick break.
So we'll take a quick break.
Hang
we'll be
tight.
Back. And we'll play you some of some really cool stuff, I hope.